Now, we do know that Friday a change came in, and that is that anyone who's travelling back to the country is being forced into mandatory lockdown at hotels. Now, what this has meant, though, is a lot of people who have come back are, well, one, they're not seeing their loved ones. And we also, by the way, have to stop the hugging at airports. If you do see someone that you know, you can't go and hug them. But a lot of Facebook pages have started opening over the weekend of people in lockdown in hotels, and they're having a good old whinge. One was referring to quarantine at a hotel as hell. Now, think about this. Some things they cannot smoke. So if you are a smoker, apparently you cannot go outside. So they're delivering nicotine patches for anybody who has a smoking addiction.
God.
Also, anyone in hotel in quarantine who's ordering Uber Eats or Deliveroo, the delivery drivers are being turned away because the food's been deemed unsafe, or you can't necessarily get your food to your room. So look, I personally would think that would be wonderful to be locked up in a hotel for two weeks.
Me too.
But look, that Facebook page aside, we're now going to cross to Troy, who is in quarantine in a hotel, having returned from Canada. Are you there, Troy?
G'day, guys. How are you?
Hey, good. Troy, we're okay. We're in our homes. How are you? You're in quarantine in a hotel. Talk us through what it's been like so far.
Yeah, look, it's been a whirlwind couple of days, obviously, returning from Canada, coming back home to spend a couple of months with the family. And I've been here for 20 hours now, not that I'm counting, but that gives me about 316 hours to go, I think. But, so far it hasn't been too bad. Look, you know, I figure I'm one of the lucky ones here, being arriving first and have the opportunity to stay at Crown Metropole, being a five-star hotel, although you've only
nice
got a
hotel.
Room.
Nice,
that's a school.
Yeah, exactly. You know, look, I certainly saw some footage of people around the country in a lot smaller hotel rooms than what I have here. But, look, you know, all things considered, hotel rooms nice. It's just a strange feeling, obviously, being trapped amongst these four walls and literally not being able to open your door and go outside and get any fresh air, and obviously being away from family and friends.
Are you able to go down and use the gym or anything like that there at the casino? Or are they all shut down as well?
Oh, mate, I would love nothing more than to go down to the gym and do some exercise. And look, that was one of the first questions I had when I arrived yesterday, that we are literally not permitted to open our front door unless someone knocks on the door to bring us food or supplies. So,
well, talking about food, mate, the prawn linguine is amazing on the room service menu at Crown.
I don't know if they're offering their full a la carte. I don't know what's happening there, Fev.
Hey,
yes, Fev?
Troy, I've heard that, what we're hearing is that there are army personnel that are guarding the doors, not just in light of what you said, you can't go to the gym, you can't go out the front. Is that true? Do you have police presence or an army presence?
Yeah, look, so when we arrived yesterday, there was definitely a large police presence around the perimeter of the hotel, and obviously only allowing the sky buses in with the likes of us from the airport. And there is multiple security personnel on every single floor. In case someone decides to try and stretch their legs and break the rules, I'm assuming you'll end up in trouble there.
Now, I was joking about the room service. I wasn't joking, actually. It was actually a good dish. Now, do you have to pay for your room service, your access to movies on the thing? Or was all the government picking up that bill?
Yeah, look, I wish I had access to room service. That was one of the things I was kind of excited about, that I'd have a choice on what I eat. But, look, you know, I think things are relatively new for them, obviously. They didn't have a lot of information. And obviously, us being the first arrivals yesterday, I think they're still working through stuff. But
so you're just being given meals? Lunch,
dinner, just being given food. Yeah, you receive a knock on the door. By the time you get to the door, no one's there. And there's just a bag of food out the front that you pick up.
What are
up
they giving
and,
you?
No. Late lunch, I was given a Greek salad yesterday. Haven't eaten one of those in a while. Yeah. But
Yeah.
That's it. A couple of snacks, some fruit, you know, some muffins, a little drink. Dinner last night was, you know, some chicken, some rice, some veggies, as well as some snacks.
So. Fev, it's not that bad. Fev, nice.
Mate, it sounds like when I went up to Fat Club at Queensland when I'm playing footy, one of those little retreats that you have to go to lose weight.
Oh, mate, if I eat everything they've given me, I'm going to roll out of here in 14 days.
Oh, gross.
What about Troy? Fev mentioned it. Can you watch on-demand movies? Do you have free access to all the entertainment?
Yeah, on-demand movies, complimentary. You got access to the mini bar, although unfortunately they've taken the alcohol out of the mini bar, so no booze.
Well, it'd be a strange scenario, guys, where our tax was going towards his in-room movie bill. I mean, that would be unusual that we would be paying for perhaps optional. Yeah, that would
These
be strange.
These are the little things people love to know what's going on. But look, Troy, thank you for joining us. And again, stay safe there. We know you're desperate to see your family and your friends, but we're glad you're there at Crown Metropole. What a treat for, well, what, that's one way of looking at it, for 2 weeks.
Oh, unbelievable. 131060, our number, the Insta, as we mentioned, Fifi Fev Byron. We might give away 10 grand right now, guys. Let's open the phones.